The Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
Hello, everyone. There's music in the kitchen today. I want to share with you music chosen by my colleagues. I asked everyone in the newsroom to choose their favorite piece, or at least one of their all-time way up at the top of their favorites list pieces, and my good colleagues did their best. Today, you'll hear from Angela Diffley and Paul Myers. There's a common thread. Both chose pieces which made them think of their fathers. Let's start with Paul, who's from Britain. He's our sportsman. He's been in France since September of 2000 and joined us in November of the same year. Paul Myers, number one sportsman for RFI English. What is your favorite piece of music?
I have many favorite pieces of music, but my favorite, I guess would be something called Let's Call This. It's by Thelonious Monk. It's from a live session he did at the Black Hawk in California, I think in San Francisco. That was in 1960, and it's a record I used to put on when I went around to see my dad a lot of times, and I had to put it on with gloves and handle it really carefully onto the record player, because my dad said it's older than me, the record. I was about six at the time or seven, and I used to play it all the time when I went round to see him. And obviously he said, look after it because one day it will be yours, and now it is. Sadly, he died about 10 years ago, but it's a record which takes me back. And it was the signature tune when I had a program on RFI called The Crossroads Debate. I had that as the intro. So that's my favourite piece, I would say. Got many others, but that's the most sentimental.
Let's listen to it. Thank you, Paul.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
piece, don't you think? That was Let's Call This by Thelonious Monk from a 1960 live recording at the Black Hawk, the legendary San Francisco Jazz Club. Music chosen by RFI English's Paul Myers.
This is the Sound Kitchen.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
On Radio France International.
Yummy!
And now I'm with Angela Diffley, who is, she's an amazing journalist. I'm her big, huge fan. And she's going to tell you what her favorite piece of music is and why.
Yes, Susan. I'm a huge fan of Susan as well. My favorite piece of music has two names. It's the Joni Mitchell song Clouds, which is also called Both Sides Now. And I always find it really amazing that she wrote a song. I think she was quite young. I think she was 24 or something, and seemed to have such a lifelong perspective over what she was saying, and that someone so young could think like that, I find really interesting. She has a beautiful voice herself. The song's been picked up by lots of people, and there have been many covers. And she recently, quite recently, did a version of it to Clouds by Debussy, which is beautiful. And she is a mature woman standing on a stage. I watched it on internet, YouTube, and it works really, really well. It's especially important to me because we made a little video for my dad when he was 90 and put photographs of his life together. And the final song was that song, and there's a very poignant last verse, and he was really pleased, so it has especially lovely memories for me.
Oh, that's great. Maybe we should, so instead of the music she wrote, she used Debussy's Clouds.
Yeah. And it sounds fantastic. It sounds, at some point she noticed that the two worked quite well together, and I've seen it live, a recording of it live, and it's beautiful, stunning.
I think we need to play both. Okay, great. Thank you so much, Angela.
You're welcome.
Rows and flows of angel hair and ice cream castles in the air and feather canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that weep, but now they only block the sun. They rain and snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now.
Thank you.
schemes and surface crowds. I've looked at life that way. But now old friends are acting strange. They shake their heads, they say I've changed. Well, something's lost, but something's gained in living every day. I've looked at life from both sides now, from win and lose, and still somehow it's life's illusion.
Joni Mitchell singing Both Sides Now, her big 1969 hit. Now listen to the other interpretation Angela Diffley told us about. Joni Mitchell's singing the same song, but with an orchestra. It's a free interpretation of Claude Debussy's 1889 orchestral piece Clouds in 2020. Her voice is now lower, but she's just as enchanting, maybe more so, than she was as a young woman. Thanks, Angela, for the tip. I hope you all like it, too. Here it is.
Rows and flows of angel hair, and ice cream castles in the air, and feather canyons everywhere. Looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. They rain and they snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's cloud illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds. Moons and Junes and Ferris wheels, the dizzy dancing way that you feel, as every fairy tale comes through. I've looked at love that way, but now it's just another show. And you leave them laughing when you go. And if you can, don't let them know. Don't give yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take. Still somehow it's love's illusions that I recall. I really don't know love. crown her love with gold. Tears and fears and feeling proud to say I love you right out loud. Dreams and schemes and circus crowds, I've looked at life that way. Oh, but now, old friends, they're acting strange, and they shake their heads and they tell me that I've changed. Well, something's lost, but something's gained in living every day. I have looked at life from both sides now, from win and lose, and still somehow it's life's illusions I recall. I really don't know life at all. It's life's illusions that I recall. I really don't know life. I really don't know life at all.
That was Joni Mitchell singing her hit song, Both Sides Now, in an arrangement by Vince Mendoza of Claude Debussy's Clouds. Music chosen by the wonderful RFI English journalist, Angela Diffley. That's all for today's Music in the Kitchen, RFI English journalist's music favorites. I'm putting together Music in the Kitchen shows with your requests too, so send them in. Here's Laura Angela with the address.
You can write to Susan at the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr. That's the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
Okay, my friends, it's time to get all these singers and musical instruments out of the kitchen. I hope you enjoyed today's program. Many thanks to our producing engineer, Erwan Rome, for putting the show together. And thanks to you for listening. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, be kind, and stay in touch.